Coming up on episode number 1178, another big birthday in the music world. Roger McGuinn, who was a founding member and frontman for The Byrds, also an amazing solo career and also a fantastic songwriter. Dude, he's everything and so much more, as you're about to learn from this episode. It is the Roger McGuinn cover story. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, July 12th, 2017. My name is Brian Ibbent. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, bringing you music in your ears via podcast for 14 years, almost 14 years. Can you believe that? Almost, no, not 14, 13 years. September 2004, this thing started, so it's not quite September 2017. At some point, I'll learn how to subtract and add like a fourth grader. Anyway, today is Roger McGuinn in honor of his birthday tomorrow, July 13th. That's the other thing I'm going to get right, our dates. July 13th is Roger McGuinn's birthday. He'll be turning 75, and you probably know him best as the frontman to the band The Byrds, but he's also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was part of the Rock Bottom Remainders. He is an incredible, incredible solo artist. If you have not checked out his album Back from Rio, it's fantastic, and you'll have to listen to that one. As a matter of fact, there is a connection to one of the songs on today's episode, so you know, listen there. Anyway, let's go ahead and get to it. Let's start things off with a cover of the Byrds song Feel a Whole Lot Better. This is by the band The Merrymakers. Great band associated back when I was doing the Not Lame podcast. Got to play these guys and work with them. The Merrymakers from their album What About the Merrymakers from 2011. Here is Feel a Whole Lot Better.
Your love was all mine, and that's the way it would be. But I When I was getting ready to make my Thunderbird album, I was at my manager's office, and he was playing me a lot of demos and things from different sources, some tapes and some records. I didn't know what was what because it was all around the corner, and he'd just put something on, and I'd listen to it in the room. And so this song came on, and I was kidding him. I knew it wasn't me, but I said, "When did I record that?" He said, "It isn't you." And I said, "I know it's not me. I know it's not me. Who is it?" He said, "It's Tom Petty." I said, "Oh, he sounds great. I'd like to meet him." So he went over and asked Tom if he would like to come over, and we got together and we hung out. Actually, we went on tour together and played The Bottom Line and some other places. And I recorded his song, and of course he recorded it too. And this is the song. Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking there was a little more to life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of places to run to. And if she had to die trying, she had one little promise she was gonna keep. Oh yeah. Alright, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. Well, it was kinda cold that night. She stood alone on her balcony. She could hear the cars roll by out on 441 like waves crashing on the beach. And for one desperate moment there, he came back in her memory. How it's so painful when something that seems so close is so out of reach. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. She was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking there was a little more to life somewhere else. After all, it was a great big world with lots of places to run to. And if she had to die trying, she had one little promise she was gonna keep. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl. Oh yeah, alright, take it easy, baby, make it last all night. She was an American girl.
I expect you're entitled to know I'm making contact with acquaintances scattered all over the land. I promise you now and again that I honor the contract. Yeah, that hadn't crumbled away in my head. Zebra dance out, independent view. I don't know why you absolutely deny you bow down.
justice in the body. Next thing's to blindness. Well, you're getting plenty of both of them now. And so you pray, wear a Parkinson's armor, and never meant to be cast unless you accept you bad, bad. You're helping them sell off to your party line. I remember a time when you would have seemed so superior. Now you say, will you please meet this good friend of mine? So you lived in that, as long as you all the applause is for you.
And that is Lindbeck from a tour EP that they released in 2006, a cover of Mr. Spaceman by the Byrds. Before that, Elvis Costello with a cover of a song that he co-wrote with Roger McGuinn from that Back to Rio album, Back From Rio album, called You Bow Down. And on that version, on the Back From Rio album, he actually does background vocals on the Roger McGuinn version. So he decided to cover it for All This Useless Beauty, which I think he did a couple things on that album were songs that he'd co-written with other people, like Amy Mann, for one. I'm blanking on some of the other ones, but he went back and did his own versions of those songs for that album, for All This Useless Beauty. Came out in 1996, and the Roger McGuinn original came out in 1991. That was Roger McGuinn right before that with a cover of Tom Petty's American Girl, and you can kind of hear the influence on Tom Petty that Roger McGuinn had, I believe. I believe that that there's definitely an influence there. And the two have worked together. You'll actually hear something later on in the show. But Roger McGuinn, fantastic. And that Rickenbacker guitar, that's such a classic sound for Roger McGuinn. You hear it in everything. The Elvis Costello cover, you heard it, and some of these other covers. So much a signature of his style, as much as his voice, is that Rickenbacker guitar sound. Miracle Bra, right before that, with a cover of 8 Miles High. That one from a tribute to Gene Clark, another member of the Byrds that co-wrote a lot of the stuff for the Byrds with Roger McGuinn. It was a tribute album called Full Circle. That was released back in 2006. And then the Merrymakers, from a single of their song What About. That is a cover of Feel a Whole Lot Better, also originally by the Byrds. We're going to get back to some more Roger McGuinn music here in just a moment. Before that, we're going to get to this. It is, that's it right there. It's Amazon, and the Amazon's got you covered. Listener purchase of the week. Sorry, I'm having a hard time logging in. You know what? I'm not going to do a listener purchase of the week. I'm just going to tell you about how Amazon is great for working with Coverville. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, well, Brian, I buy so much stuff from Amazon. How can that possibly help you? How can that do anything for you? And I'm going to tell you, it does quite well. If you go to coverville.com and you click on any of the Amazon links that you find in the show notes, there's also an Amazon banner on the homepage. You go there, you click that link. Of course it takes you to Amazon. And of course it shows you the album from which I pulled that track. But it also does so much more. What it does is anything you add to your cart and purchase, whether or not it's the thing that you clicked on the link for, heck, you could click on a link for a Milli Vanilli song and then go to electronics and buy a big screen TV. And you should. That actually is going to help out Coverville. No matter what you buy, as long as you put it in your cart and pay for it after you click on the Amazon link from Coverville, some of that money goes right back to Coverville, and it doesn't cost you a penny. Not a single red cent. What is the origin of red cent? It can't be good, right? I'm worried that that's like some sort of rude term. Anyway, it's all just one of the ways that Amazon's got you covered with the Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. Thank you for your support. There was a little snafu with some of the music here, and so I had to do a little dance while I did that promo. Let's get back to the music here, and I mentioned some live stuff here. We're going to get to some of that right now. This comes from the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration. Now, lots of connections between the Byrds and Roger McGuinn and Bob Dylan. A lot of their songs were originally done by Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan and Pete Seeger are often covered by the Byrds. And so having this song be a Bob Dylan original that's being covered by Roger McGuinn and a bunch of other people, like a ton of other people, including the aforementioned Tom Petty, as well as Neil Young, Eric Clapton, George Harrison, is kind of a nice little full circle compliment here. This is the song My Back Pages, which was a hit for the Byrds, covered here, like I said, by Bob Dylan, Roger McGuinn, Tom Petty, Eric Clapton, George Harrison et al. Let's get to it right now.
Living on and become my enemy in the instant. place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. And jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. My senses have been stripped, my hands too numb to grip, waiting only for my boot, yes, to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own greed. Cast your dancing smile my
be a rocky blue star in listen now to what I say. Just get an electric guitar and take some time to learn how to play. And when your head's gone right and your pants get tired, it's gonna be alright. Then it's time to go downtown where the agent man won't let you down. Sell his home to the company who are waiting there to sell plastic well. And in a week or two, when you make the charts, they're gonna tear you apart. It all a strange game, you're a little insane. The money that came out the public play. Don't forget what you are, you're a rock and roll star. La 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 la.
Roger McGuinn!
From the band Jellyfish, that is Andy Sturmer from a collection of demos that got released online a few years ago. I don't know if it's available anywhere officially, but I'm such a big fan of Jellyfish and Andy Sturmer and Roger Manning Jr. and, of course, Jason Faulkner and all those guys that hearing anything like that just brings a big smile to my face, especially when it's something as poppy and fun as that cover of Turn, Turn, Turn. That's one of the songs that was originally done by Pete Seeger. Birds covered it, turned it into a big hit, and on the previous Bird/Roger McGuinn cover story I did, which I think was episode 819, I believe that is the number, I play the original Pete Seeger version if you want to go back and hear that. That's a good bookend to this episode. No repeated songs between that episode and this episode. So if you're looking for more Roger McGuinn, that's a good place to go. You'll hear different versions of songs that you'll hear on this episode, but no duplicates of the same version of the same song. Before that, Crowded House featuring Roger McGuinn, which they cheekily titled Birdhouse, B-Y-R-D House. I think that's great. This was for a single that they released. Well, it was a concert that they did where Roger McGuinn joined them on stage and performed four Birds songs. And they released all four of those tracks on the single, the 1989 single for I Feel Possessed. This kind of is a nice little connection to last week's episode of Coverville, which was Tim Finn, who was with Crowded House right after the release of Temple of Low Men, which was the album that I Feel Possessed came from. So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star by Crowded House and Roger McGuinn. Before that, Cloud Cult and a cover of Mr. Tambourine Man. We were talking in the chat room about how many times I've played a cover of Mr. Tambourine Man. And, you know, I feel like I've played that William Shatner cover of Mr. Tambourine Man a million times in and of itself. But surprisingly, I was only able to find 5 episodes where I played a cover of Mr. Tambourine Man. Seems like that's a very often covered song, and so you'd think you'd hear it more. That version right there, though, comes from Live at KEXP Volume 3, a really good series from the radio station KEXP with acoustic versions of songs, usually not covers, usually originals that are performed live in the KEXP studios. We have something very similar here in Colorado called Studio C, which is KBCO's version of that same thing, and they're on, I think, volume 28 or 27 of their Studio C albums. Those come out right after Thanksgiving every year. There's always a line, and they always sell out within hours. So if you can get your hands on those, they are fantastic. Really, really great versions of songs you know. And we started off with My Back Pages from the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration. Yeah, you heard a bunch of people on there, including Roger McGuinn, Tom Petty. And it's funny because Tom Petty comes out right after Roger McGuinn sings his verse. And you hear the audience applause, and you're wondering what Roger McGuinn just did before he sang that second verse. And then you realize, oh no, that's not Roger McGuinn. That's Tom Petty singing it. He's just got a very similar voice. But you also hear Neil Young, Eric Clapton, and George Harrison in that track. And it's a great, great album. Came out in 1993, a double album set featuring a bunch of live covers of Bob Dylan tracks. And it's really good stuff. Go check it out. You'll find a link in the show notes, of course, to as much as I can link to here. There's a couple things that just don't have links, like that American Girl cover we heard at the beginning, and that Andy Sturmer demo track that I wish they'd finally release on something official. Here's one that you can definitely find, especially if you go pick up the soundtrack to the original Austin Powers movie. Originally done by the Turtles, and you're wondering, well, wait, the Turtles wasn't Roger McGuinn and Gene Clark? Why are you playing this one, Brian? Well, the song was written by Roger McGuinn and Gene Clark. The song is You Showed Me, covered or performed originally by the Turtles, covered here by one of my favorite UK bands, the Lightning Seeds.
What you do, how I fell in love with you. South Carolina. There's many a tall pine, and I remember the oak trees that we used to climb. And
the black bells of Rhondda. and we'll kill the miners. Say the grim bells of Lina. Throw the vandals in court. See the bells of Newport. All will be well if see the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why? See the silver bells of Wye. And what will you give me? See the sad bells of Rimney. Plunder willy-nilly, see the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, see the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimney. Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rimney. Is there hope for the future? See the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the mine owners? See the black bells of Rhondda. And who killed the miners? See the grim bells of Lina.
Now one more time, oh, won't you ride me high?
Counting Crows from that excellent Underwater Sunshine album. That is such a great cover album. Came out back in 2012, and I saw them a couple times touring for that album. Really, really good. Or What We Did on Our Summer Vacation is the rest of the title. I'm a really big fan of Counting Crows, and think that they got pigeonholed so much for the song Mr. Jones that a lot of people didn't delve into their music even further. And they're really, really amazing. Ender, it's a really great songwriter. Really worth checking out a lot of their music. So Counting Crows and that cover of You Ain't Going Nowhere from their Underwater Sunshine album. That's another one, by the way, that was originally done by Bob Dylan and covered by the Byrds. So a couple different versions out there that you can look for if you really like that song. Ulver, right before that, which is Norwegian for wolves, so it's probably Ulver. They're a Norwegian experimental rock band. A lot of metal in their catalog, but this one definitely not a metal song. Comes from their 2012 album Childhood's End and is a cover of the Byrds song Everybody's Been Burned. Before that, Roger McGuinn himself, the Birthday Boy, covering Pete Seeger again. Bells of Rhymney, that is from the Where Have All the Flowers Gone, the Songs of Pete Seeger tribute album that came out way back in 1998. Very diverse set of artists on that thing. And I think you can get it pretty cheap on Amazon. I'll put a link, of course, in the show notes where you can pick that up. Gillian Welch, before that, classic folk singer that you heard on the soundtrack to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That one comes from a tribute to Graham Parsons called Return of the Grievous Angel. Yeah, another artist that the Byrds covered. Graham Parsons, that tribute came out in 1999, and Gillian Welch covered Hickory Wind for that album. Start off, though, with the Lightning Seeds covering the Turtles. You showed me that one from the soundtrack to the film Austin Powers. And that, my friends, is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm sure I messed something up, forgot to credit some original artist, maybe said something was the Byrds when really it was originally done by somebody else. I don't know, but you can let me know. I appreciate you letting me know. You can email me, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9, or you can just go to coverville.com and post your message in the show notes of this episode. Chime in. You know, a lot of people want to discuss that stuff. Make sure to check out the Coverville Discord server. It's going on live every time there's an episode of Coverville. Just go to coverville.com/live. I'll make sure there's a link in there to where you can join the discussion that's going on the Discord server. And that server is going to be up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even when there's not an episode of Coverville, you can get in there, make requests, talk about covers, or even not talk about covers, whatever you want to do. It's over there at Discord. And like I said, I'll put a link on the page where you can go check that out. We'll be back next week with another episode of Coverville. I can't even tell you that next week's episode is going to be... Oh, this is going to be a fun one, I believe. This is... Yeah, it's amazing. These three artists all turn 70 within like 2 days of each other. Carlos Santana, Cat Stevens... Oh, look at that, 2CS... artist Carlos Santana, Cat Stevens, and Don Henley of the Eagles all turning 70 within a couple days of each other. So it seems like the perfect time to do a triple up episode featuring all three artists and their music. You know what we might even do? Might even scramble them, which is something I don't often do. But instead of doing a set of Santana and a set of Cat Stevens, I think we'll just put them all together in a big jumbled pile. After that, by the way, the next episode is going to feature another triptych, this time in the alt-rock field. Peter Murphy and Daniel Ash, who both turned 60 around the same time, from Bauhaus and Love and Rockets, as well as Juliana Hatfield, another alt-rock artist there as well. So going to jumble all three of those together for an episode at the end of the month. So if you got requests for either of those shows, requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. All right, until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Oh, let's just get this done right now. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts that sound like they're coming from 8 miles high. See you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.